الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just a few points by in way of introduction. One is Maulana Fasihuddin, who mashallah was sitting here now. He's our student who studied here. He completed here. He's originally from Mayotte. But he was in Reunion and he came and he studied. And then he went to Vendôme, about 200 kilometers from Paris. And mashallah, I visited him two or three times I think, and the amount of work that he's doing is fascinating. Allahu Akbar. And he's the imam there of all the Arabs, all the white people, Algerians, Moroccans, Egyptians, all these people. But I saw with my eyes that on few occasions, no matter how late he comes, and he doesn't come late for unnecessary reason, he's busy with dini work here, there, wherever it is. But they wait for him. They say, حَتَّ جَا إِمَامُنَا لَا نُصَلِّ. So until our imam comes, we will not make namaz. So much of respect they have got for him. And mashallah, he has devoted himself. May it be an inspiration for me, for all of us. From morning to night, Friday to Friday, he's doing deen's work. And what work is carrying on there? He took us to one place, at another place from where he is. And there we had a program. My wife was also with, she was with the ladies one side, we were in the masjid. And there those people said that these people were all French people who have accepted Islam. None of the Arabs. So the Arabs said, it will never be able to carry on until we are not on the committee, we are not on the board, and these are all new Muslims. They won't manage, it won't carry on. But wallah, I saw with my eyes just how our makatiba, yeah, like that maktab, flourishing there. And then again, Appa was there with the woman folks. She said, parda also 100% in them. Whereas normally there, the other woman, nobody, no parda, no nothing. But right there where the law is so hard also, but they maintained that parda also. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increase him. He phoned me some time later. He said, now students are not coming. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy and may it flourish inshallah and everywhere in the world. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, make muzakara of one sunnat. Sunnats are very, very important. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu biha ajru mi'ati shaheed, or kama qal alayhi salatu wassalam. A person will bring one sunnat alive at the time when there will be fasad in the ummat. People will be far from deen. He will get the reward of 100 martyrs. And perhaps this is that time when we know how far people are from deen and we bring one sunnat alive, what the great value of it is. So may Allah Ta'ala give us that love and the desire and the love of sunnat. May Allah bless us with the knowledge of sunnat. Because also we must think there are many things which we are doing, we take it and regard it as sunnat, whereas actually it's a bidat. There are many things which we just has come down, or we just hear it, it's from any other kitab, and usually, kullu jadid lazir, every new thing tastes nice. That you do so much amal before you sleep, you get so lot sawab. But we didn't check the authenticity of it. So that also, we must keep in touch with the ulama, and find out which are the actual proper sunnahs. So may Allah give us knowledge of sunnahs, and then the true love of sunnahs. And then may Allah Ta'ala bless us to practice upon the sunnah. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to propagate the sunnah. In whichever way we can, to propagate the sunnah also. Also with regard to sunnah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, ke sunnah ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. To do anything, you do it, the sunnah way is the most easiest way to do that. A nikah wedding. One is we do it according to our customs or the customs of the land, etc. And one is you do it according to sunnah. There is nothing more simpler than that. And again, not only that, so much barakat again in there. So much of goodness in there. So sunnat ka tariqa, ashal tariqa hai. Sunnat ka tariqa, ajmal tariqa hai. It is the most beautiful way. Somebody explained that if you are traveling anywhere and you see a beautiful pair of shoes, ladies' shoes, handbag, ladies' handbag, and you feel dressed. My wife, if she wears this, she will really look nice in it. So you buy it, you bring it, you present it to her, she wears it, and she uses it, you feel nice, how nice she's looking. So that which was the best for mankind, Allah gave to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you take it and you give it to mankind. This is the most best way, ajmal tariqa hai. And sunnat ka tariqa, akmal tariqa hai, is the most perfect way. A person wants to do anything in the most perfect way, it is the sunnat way. May Allah tabarak ta'ala give us tawfiq. On that, today a thought came to me, I thought I'll share it with our friends. When making wudu for asr, before asr namaz, then Allah give us tawfiq inshallah to read the duas, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, or Bismillah walhamdulillah. There are a few duas mentioned before wudu. Then this thought came to me, what a great kalima Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is. If Allah Ta'ala had to put a price tag to it, you cannot read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim till you don't pay the price of it. Even if Allah just fix 5 rand, that every time you want to read Bismillah, you must pay 5 rand. What should happen to us? Allah gave it free to us. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hey, Wallahu Akbar. What a great kalima. La ilaha illallah. What a great kalima. And free of charge. If Allah Ta'ala wanted to charge us for La ilaha illallah, and Allah is not charging us, we can read it freely. Allah will pay us the price, Jannat. And what is that Jannat? May Allah bless us with that Jannat. That Jannat is that place where you will remain a youth forever in your life. Where you don't have to worry every year, this phone came, that poor person is sick, he's so old, he's having problems and that. Jannat, no news like that also. No reality of it also, no news of it also. Yeah, you can be the richest man, but you fear that the currency can get devalued. Anything happens, what happened in so many countries, whether it was Rangoon, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, all around us, everywhere what happened. Jannat's currency can never get devalued. You'll never be in want or anything. What will be Jannat? And just by La ilaha illallah, may Allah grant us the reality of it. And Maulana Jafar Sahib, Jazahumullah Khair, explained one beautiful point while we were eating. He said that when a person is taught to make zikr, according to the various silsilas, after 10, 15 times roughly, add Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, La ilaha illallah is complete. Why must we add Muhammadur Rasulullah? We need it. We can never reach La ilaha illallah without Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he said, the reason for that Allah Ta'ala has put Muhammadur Rasulullah, that your tawheed, that tawheed is acceptable by Allah, which has been brought to you by Muhammadur Rasulullah. So therefore now and then you say, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of all the sunnahs before wudu. Allah reward our brothers that who have printed these cards and they are on the wudu khanas everywhere. Before wudu, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. During wudu, Allahumma khfir li zambi, wa wassi' li fi dari, wa barik li fi rizqi. At the end of wudu, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. We read that, Allahumma ja'alni min al-tawwabin, wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Four famous du'as. There are other du'as also, but these are the four famous du'as. For each du'a, 100 shaheed sawab in this time. And for each du'a, what these du'as are. What great value these du'as have got. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on the whole of deen. Alhamdulillah, as Maulana Abdurrahman Sahib also pointed out, the bayan that we have been hearing from Jummah, yesterday Jummah, all along, right through, what beautiful bayan. How it has shown to us the great importance of what tazkiyah is. and what this great work of purifying our souls are. This is very, very, very important. We have, alhamdulillah, lot of other work. Makatib work is Allah Akbar, is the backbone of the ummah. Is the jihad of the century. The makatib work is so important. Then we got the Darul Ulooms. How many Darul Ulooms and the work that is carrying on. And the products of the Darul Ulooms we are seeing now. Everywhere and in the whole world. Then the great work of Tabligh and Dawat. And what great changes are coming in the lives of people. Men, women, everyone. What great changes. Then the other work of literature, etc. And tahqeeq on hadith, etc. All these things were not there before. And also, Allah reward our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, that really we did not know that there was even, there existed a thing like the love of Allah ta'ala. We thought we make our namazes. We do our basic things and we are super Muslims. And there is nobody better than us. And today we hear, from yesterday Juma till now, we were hearing, mashallah, all the bayans that have been given, that what beautiful and how important the various aspects have been explained to us, and how it has been presented, and where we have to reach. This we also must make lot of shukr. At least now the muzakara is taking place. The reality, inshallah, many have got that. May Allah bless us all with those realities. But at least the muzakara of these things are taking place. Like the looking at other women, strange women, casting lustful glances. That also our Shaykh, how he made effort to pour it down, like the woman when they stamp the chutney, how he stamped it and put it into us, that this is a haram thing. That we did not think of all these things. We thought it's just, by the way, it's good character. It's kindness, it's goodness. You look at a woman, you smile with her, you make a little joke with her, whether you are the bank teller or whether you are checking in at the airport, you just make a little joke also and you carry on. This our Shaykh, how much he has taught us. So all these things, mashallah, with the ulama, the bayans that we are hearing, and for that, I see a very, very bright future for the future of the Muslims. All these things are becoming alive, this reality. And through the work of Tabligh and Dawat also, today young boys, when they speak on the first point, on Iman and Yaqeen, what conviction they speak. That Allah alone is the doer. Allah. And that reality comes into us. When that will come into us, and all these other things, this five, Allah reward Maulana Musa Kaji, preparing this five branches of deen, and alhamdulillah, whenever there is such occasion, then we makes it a point of reading it out, all the five branches of deen, that the whole of deen has to come into us. Now on that I remember one little example which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali gave. He says, if somebody needs a worker, and you tell a person, bring me a person for this work. And he brings a person who is deaf, who is dumb, who is lame, who is blind. You say, what is this? You say, you wanted a person, I brought a person. You say, what can this person do? I'll have to work for this person. He's not going to work for me. I'll have to, and how I'm going to work for him also? He can't do a thing himself. Like that, our namazes, Hazrat says, are like that. Allah said, read a perfect namaz. Aqimis salah. A salah with all the requirements of salah. And we present to Allah Ta'ala, as Maulana explained now, beginning of Allahu Akbar, hopefully our intention is there, we're thinking of our namaz, but as soon as we fold our arms, then we don't know where our thoughts have gone. And as somebody has explained so beautifully, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that in the aeroplane, now they got the screens, and when they tell you to belt up, you see that that belt going into buckling up. So he says like that, we must buckle up when we start our namaz. And that aeroplane is going to fly to about 1,000 meters, 1 kilometer, 900 roughly there in air. You're going to fly to Jannah. You are flying to the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So if we don't buckle up properly, and that is why our thoughts then just go everywhere. We are everywhere besides what Allah Ta'ala. Whereas it was aqimis salata li dhikri, exclusively and solely for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. But now every Allah's thoughts are totally out and every other thought is in there. So the whole of namaz with all its requisites we make, then inshallah that will be a namaz. And that will give us the value of namaz. So these are those things, our ibadat. And our ibadat is not only namaz, salat. How many other things are our ibadat also? And all these things must be correct. So anyway, when we come to this now, in which we are coming for, alhamdulillah, so many brothers have come, and may Allah reward the brothers. Really, Maulana Yusuf, for example, explained to me, they reached here 12 o'clock last night. The whole day in the bus, what a journey. Though, of course, Maulana, mashallah, from France they came, and other brothers also from France and other places they have come. Cape Town brothers who have come by bus. It's not an easy thing. It's an effort. It's a great, great sacrifice. But all this effort that they have made, and now we have gathered here, and the brothers who are making the khidmat, all the brothers here, the students, mashallah, who are on the ball all the time in making the khidmat of the mehman everywhere, all the sacrifices, may Allah Ta'ala accept, and may Allah Ta'ala make that the means of these realities coming into our lives. Really, for myself, I will say, when we hear what our ulama have been saying, I will reach there. These realities, because our nafs has put us into such a prison. We just can't seem to, I can't seem to get out of this prison of the nafs, that we just want all the things of our nafs. Maulana Jafar Saab explained one instance, one person who was the imam in the masjid of Thana Bhawan, the Khanqah of Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. Then one time Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali told him, you stop performing namaz. He stopped. Then next day, Hazrat told him, get up and announce and say that I've got a lot of pride in me. He did that. Then Hazrat said, now you go to all the masjids of Thana Bhawan. And he printed like flyers. And you go and give them out and you announce in every masjid that I've got a lot of pride in me. Allahu Akbar. And then after that, after a few days, then Hazrat told him, you perform namaz again. He performed namaz. Then Hazrat called him separately and asked him, you didn't ask me why I did. He didn't do, he just followed instructions. What Hazrat told him, he just did. Then Hazrat said, you didn't ask me that why I'm giving you all these instructions and telling you to do this. Allahu Akbar, what an answer also he get. He said, you are Hakimul Ummat. You are the doctor of the whole Ummat. And I am Marizul Ummat. I am the most sick person. So whatever the Hakimul Ummat, doctor of the Ummat gives to the most sick person, I must accept that prescription, that treatment, and I must carry on. Hazrat said that your heart, like all the other ulama also who came for tazkiyah from Bangladesh, etc., your heart was pure, but one corner there was that little bit still, pride. So I wanted to wash that also out. So he was explaining that we cannot see our own weaknesses. And an ordinary doctor also can't pick up. You need a hakim, a hazi, a very expert doctor who will be able to pick up all these things. So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala let us realize this. We work towards this, towards our spiritual purification, which is much, much, much more important than our bodily cleansing, purification, our health, etc. We are worried of the cleanliness of our house, maintenance of the house, the garden, the swimming pool, the car, everything we worry about, our clothes, everything. And long in advance we make preparations for everything. For we are going for Umrah, long in advance all our preparation. But for this body, for the ruh, that is the most important thing. Once the ruh is out of the body, there is no life also. The body is a dead thing. But how much fikr are we making for the ruh? And to correct the ruh. And this is also nothing so difficult also. Allah made it very. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali explains in one place that all the problems the ummah is facing in his time, which may be round about in the 30s, say about almost 100 years ago, 70, 80, 90 years ago. At that time also, all the time it was like this. And this also, I just remember another point, I must come back to this point. One friend told me that one Maulana was going in the bus in the UK, and next to him was his wife, she was in niqab. So a young girl came, non-Muslim white girl, And she said that I would like to ask you a few questions, discuss with you if you don't mind. I said, no problem, what is it? So we spoke a few things, etc. Then she said, I'm a student of theology, studying theology or religions all that. She said, but I can tell you, I'm not a Muslim, but the true religion in the world is Islam. Mm-hmm. And she said, the reason for that is from my studies of theology, how I come to this deduction is that always the people who are on the true religion, always they were persecuted. Mm-hmm. They were given problems and they were given troubles and they were harassed and they were hassled all the time. And I see today the Muslims, that is what they are going through. So this is going to happen. This will happen. All the time, we don't have to be so worried about that. So anyway, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes at that time that the problems that we are facing is because of this one thing that we have displeased Allah Ta'ala. That we have displeased Allah Ta'ala, so whatever our actions are going up, according to that Allah sends conditions down. So our conditions of the ummah, we know generally what it is like. What we are like. Forget the ummah. The ummah is very, from these talks that Ulama were giving, a person wonders even if I'm a Muslim, I'm a pakka munafiq. From the talks that we're giving, I'm a pakka mushrik. Where I got my trust on Allah Ta'ala for all these things? Where I got this connection with Allah? My connection is with my nafs. My connection is with all the things of this dunya. Connection with Allah. And this connection that is being spoken of, and what Allah gives on that, we cannot imagine. So all this, we have to make this up. Then Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, the solution to the problem is also very simple and very cheap and easy. And what is that solution? Is that we must make tawbah. And the doors of tawbah, as have been explained so much, Allah has kept them wide open. Not just a little bit, they are wide open. Allah give us tawfiq to make that sincere tawbah and we go to Allah. Allah's doors of rahmat are wide open. Until the last, when the ruh starts coming out, at that time, then the doors of tawbah will close. But till that time, the doors of tawbah are open. Allah's doors of rahmat are open. So we just have to make tawbah and we go to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will shower His favors upon us, those that we cannot imagine also. So we have to work in that line. Though still, Muslims will still be persecuted, everything. But Allah Ta'ala will bring it in such a way, like that instance which Maulana explained of that doorkeeper of Deoband, that he had so much connection with Allah. But like that, he was restless outwardly. Looking for Allah Ta'ala. Where are you, Allah? He's running here, running there. Everywhere he just wants to find Allah Ta'ala. So outwardly it will look like that. But what treasure Allah will give in the heart, we cannot imagine. Allah. May Allah bless us with that, inshallah. So anyway, now when we have Allah gave us tawfiq to come, and we are making this effort, one very important aspect is also, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't say now, I'm in the khanqa, I'm very pious and holy person. No, this reality must come into us. The more reality comes to a person, the more ulama have written, the more knowledge an alim gains, the more he gains, the more he realizes, I'm still so much jahil. As he learns this, I didn't know this. And in that there is still so much more. And I still have to learn that also. The more you learn, the more you realize, I'm still, my jahalat is so much. And more, that is a sign of your ilm. And the minute a person feels that, ana wala ghairi, that I'm the biggest alim now, there's nobody else like me, that's a sign now that you have fallen. Then you are going more down. The same way with our piety. The minute a person, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that as long as a person makes namaz and at the end of namaz he feels guilty, he feels bad, Allah gave me opportunity of one more namaz, and I destroyed it also. Again I destroyed it. I did not make a right namaz. He say, till then this person is going up. But the day he feels, today I made a perfect namaz, then he's a goner. So this is more, we don't ever claim. Nek banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko nek samajna حرام ہے. ٹو بیکم نیک, متقی بننا فرض ہے, اپنے آپ کو متقی سمجھنا حرام ہے. سو آل دا ٹائم وی ہیو ٹو ریئلائز, اینڈ اے پرسن ہو ول ریئلائز دس دیٹ آئی ایم نتھنگ, ہی ول کیری آن. اینڈ اے پرسن ہو فیلز آئی ایم دیئر ناؤ, سو ناؤ آئی ایم دیئر, سو یو وونٹ کیری آن. اے سمپل ایگزامپل, اے پرسن ٹیکس اے بال اینڈ تھروز اٹ اپ ان ٹو دا ایئر. According to all various factors, the weight of the ball, the amount of wind around, the power that he threw it up, it will move up, 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 up. It will come to a certain point where it will stop, but it won't stay there. Immediately from there, it will come down faster than what it went up. So the same way, as long as we have got concerned of our Islam, concern, and we are worried of correcting ourselves, I must not think I'm better than any other person. And I'm this holier-than-thou attitude. And both things are haram. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, explained to us, takabbur is also haram, to think I'm better than the next person. And ujab is also haram. And ujab is that I don't think I'm better than anyone, but I just think that I'm good. The minute the person just feels that I'm good, that person also is a goner. Because that person will now, I'm good now. Finish, it's the end of the story, and everything is done now. So he won't carry on. Whereas this effort of our Islah must carry on till maut comes. Till that last moment a person must be concerned. And this is ye wo darya hai, jiska koi kinara nahi. This is that sea that has got no shore. The ma'rifat of Allah. When the malaika say, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifati, we haven't recognized you as you are. When Allah Ta'ala is infinite, Allah Ta'ala's every, Allah Himself, Allah's every quality is unlimited. And sometimes we think, we make some dua, and we ask Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, save me, I mustn't become paralyzed, a stroke mustn't come, I mustn't become blind, I mustn't become deaf, or whatever. How many things we can list? We still think more. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's Qudrat, He can just bring any other, if He accepts all these du'as also of yours. But one other small thing Allah Ta'ala can bring, and it can hit you from such a point that which you never ever imagine. Allah's Qudrat is unlimited. Allah Ta'ala's ilm is unlimited. Yeah, we are limited in every aspect. Allah's knowledge is unlimited. What and what? Look at the Bani Israel. The azab that Allah sent on them. They opened their pots, it's all blood only. They opened their pots, all tadpoles. Frogs just jumping out. Everything. What and what? Allah's qudrat is unlimited. So we just have to beg of Allah and become the true slaves. And we ask these things, no problem. But really we have to realize and ask Allah, Ya Allah, Your Qudrat is unlimited, Your knowledge is unlimited, You protect us from everything. So never ever think that now I am there and I have become the most pious person, or I have become the most knowledgeable or anything. A person who thinks now when we hear our ulama speaking, we realize where are we? We are nowhere. What command they have got, or of the knowledge that they have, the language, the presentation, etc. Everything Allah Ta'ala has given. And Allah man jadda wajada. A person who makes effort in this way, Allah Ta'ala gives that person. So we must carry on all the time. Never ever think that we are there and that we are the ones. And we have got everything. So all فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Allah only knows who is that person who has got what taqwa in that person. And Allahu Akbar. From what we hear from friends, sometimes it's so shocking that Allah Ta'ala has kept His true pious servants everywhere in the world. If we say, sometimes we hear of somebody in Sudan, what a great person he is. We hear of somebody right in Dallas, in Texas, in America. What a person, what ibadat those people are making. Hey, where America, what we think of in these places here. We think of Paris, we think of Mali, we think of Australia. The whole world, Allah has put His servants everywhere. One great lover of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shaykh Saleh, rahimahullah, he explains that where and where there are people, middle of the night, They are singing the ash'ar in the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are expressing their desire to be reaching at the Rozai Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are so many who have reached the Rozai Mubarak, and they are saying, oh Allah's Nabi, from where and where we have come. We have traveled through the mountain valleys, and through the gorges, and through the deserts, and through what terrains, places where there were crooks and robbers, etc. All that we passed, today our hearts are full. We are standing in front of you, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People at this moment who are making tawaf, mashallah, what enjoyment they are getting there. How many people, what difficulties. So Allah has put His servants throughout the world. Men, women, young, old, learned, those who are not learned, professionals, businessmen, dini people, all people. What types of people. How many who have changed their lives and have come there. So all this is just a silsila. The tawaf never comes to an end. You went for a holiday to the beachfront and you were looking at the waves, and when you came away, you think the waves are now finished. They are carrying on. We went for Umrah, went for Hajj, and the tawafs, which were, the whole mataf was so full. The more bigger it is becoming, the more full it is becoming. And we think now it doesn't stop. It just carries on. A person works out a time that this time, yeah, I think the crowd will be less. Where he looks from the top of his hotel, he sees, oh, mataf is empty, let us go quickly. When you get there, you see it's full. Hey, this is Allah's. And this is not only from now, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala's system is working. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Mi'raj and Baytul Ma'amur, which is the Kaaba of the Malaika, which is directly on top of the Kaaba, he said that he saw 70,000 malaika who come and make tawaf, and they never get a second chance again. Wow. That one chance they get, and they are making the tawaf of Allah. Allah's ibadat in the whole world is carrying on. And this reality is, we have to work to bring this ibadat, the love of this ibadat. And then how the ulama have explained and what we have been hearing, and I can only make dua for the brothers and everyone who has made this occasion possible, and these bayans that were given to us and opened, inshallah, our blinkers and opened our eyes and our minds, and to realize that we haven't started stuff. Forget that we are on our path, we haven't still started also. And that we make effort to bring this reality into us. If we work in this direction, inshallah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will bless us with this reality. And also, whenever we will have humility in us, we don't have this holier than thou attitude. And it must not come in any way, we have to try and make dua also. Otherwise, without us knowing anything, and a perception is created in people. And they feel that this person, and this is also one great weakness of ours, I tell many times our friends also, they come and complain that person, he, when I see him, I think he's thinking bad about me. So why are you thinking for him? Whatever he's thinking, he hardly got you in mind. He's not even thinking about you, but you thinking for him that he's thinking bad about you. So all this year, this perception which is being created, and it may be a reality. It may be there is nothing in it also, but your contact with Allah. And also, if we realize that whose mind can you control? You can't control your own mind. Where are you going to control somebody else's mind? You can't hold anyone's tongue. The people's tongues just move. And as one of our ulama explained also, we are involved in gunas like ghibat. We are involved in gunas like lying. One time, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was here, and I opened the car door for Hazrat, and Mir Sahib was also there, so I made like a joke about something. But Hazrat immediately pulled me up on that. He said, it's a joke, fine, it's a laugh. But there was a lie involved in that. And that lie is a gunai kabira. What are you going to answer for that by Allah Ta'ala? So many times, just to amuse people or to entertain people or just to make a talk, what and what don't we talk? How much don't we talk? False accusations we put. And we think what and what. And when we read in the kitabs, that many people that we thinking they were so big sinners, when we realize actually we are the bigger sinners. And they were not at all in any form of any sin whatsoever. So all, how many gunas Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes in his kitab, that as far as ghibat is concerned, he says, we who are supposed to be called the ulama, we also involve so much in this guna. So, and these are all major gunas. And Allahu Akbar, Dr. Abdullah Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, right? This was in his time, maybe 60, 70 years ago. That time maybe cancer disease wasn't so common or whatsoever. So he says, today we are committing those sins which the Quran Sharif says, you are eating the flesh of your dead brother. Ghibat. You are eating the flesh of your dead brother. And he says, that is poisonous. And that is what comes into our system there. The realities the Quran and Hadith have explained. MashaAllah, yesterday Mufti Muhammad Desai Sahib explained that every ayat of the Quran Sharif, every Hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is 100% true. Right? Just to give us a little understanding that when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started the effort of Deen by the command of Allah in Makkah Sharif, what were the odds against the Muslims? What difficult Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How many other Sahaba? What world were they going through? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself also. But with that confidence that one day Makkah will be conquered. At that time, and the kuffar of Makkah Sharif, the mushrikeen, what things they used to say about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about Islam, etc. But they knew that trust in Allah, that Allah's promise is true, and it's going to transpire. At the time of the Sulh Hudaybiyah, peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreeing to this condition. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, oh Allah's Rasul, are we not on the truth? Are we not on the right? Why are we just accepting all this condition? But what Allah ta'ala revealed, inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. What you saw is a total humiliating agreement you made and you had to humble down. Allah calls it fatham mubina. And then Allah shows that fatham mubina. That when Makkah Sharif was conquered, not a blood of drop of blood was shed. And how Makkah Sharif and how everyone accepted Islam. Just by and large, almost everyone just coming and accepting Islam. So this is that to Allah has given us this way of this tazkiyah. We have to purify ourselves also. And have this yaqeen that this is the successful road. And whatever, we go in tabligh and da'wah, the ijtima is coming. We all make effort also for the ijtima, du'as also for the ijtima in Lodium, and we also attend there. All the other efforts of deen which are taking place, and our conviction that in deen, in the commands of Allah, lies our success. And that this is from the tazkiyah, from the islah, khanqa point of view, that whenever we will be faced with those situations, that our nafs will desire one thing, and Allah's command is the opposite to that. At that time, Hazrat Mahashah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that when the clash comes between tabiat and shariat, your desires is for one thing and shariat says something else, follow shariat. It's very easy to say, but when the time comes, when the cop stops you and you are at that speed that he has to lock you up, not only give you a ticket, but he has to lock you up. And the other option is, you put R100, you put it in his hand, or whatever else it might be. There is the easy way out. But Allah brings us to that stage that we come to that. And Alhamdulillah, our friends have reported that they remain firm and they let them go without anything. No fine or anything, they just let them go. But to remain firm at such a time, whether it's with the wife, and she's getting angry and shouting and screaming, but you keep your cool at that time. All these occasions will come, different occasions. So we will be tested all the time. And if we work in this way, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with His special mercies and bring every branch of deen alive. And let us all work together hand in hand with one another. I'll end off with this one little example. If we have got a cart, ox cart, whatever, and one ox is pulling to the right, one to the left, one to the front, one to the back, what will happen to the poor cart? And if you put all four oxen in front, what speed is going to pull that cart? So So we also with our deen, if we all unite and we work together, we know shaitan and the enemies of Islam are there. But we, Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq to understand and our hearts be united. Work outwardly, the eyes work, the ear can never do. The mouth's work, the nose can never do. We all do our work, but we inside we are united. May Allah bless us with these realities. Tomorrow, inshallah, programs will carry on. Maulana Musa will explain.